score. Might not have said that exactly, but that's what they want to do is they want the coin flip. They elected to receive, and we'll get the first look at the Chiefs' offense. That's pretty good balance from what I've been able to see. Quarterback Lex Redinger, he's completed 167 passes to this point for 1,281 yards, 14 touchdowns, but 7 picks. Rushing the ball, that's going to be a big deal. Cashton Stoddard, a senior, 91 carries, 681 yards for 7 touchdowns. He's going to be really the bell cow for the Chiefs tonight. And Lex Redinger, he can run around too, 20 carries, 118 yards, and a score. Receiving, got two main figures, and they are both juniors. Antonio Gomez, 37 carries, 610 yards, and 8 scores. And Bear Redinger, he is 27 receptions, 243 yards, and a pair of scores. Dells, they will be going from the north to the south, so they'll be going from my left to the right, as they will be going towards 105.5 FM on your radio dial. As then the Papermakers, they will be going from my right to the left to the north, defending the south goal. Kusa wearing their dark navy blue helmets and jerseys and pants with white numbers and white trim. The Dells, all whites. White tops, white pants, white helmets with some light blue accents. So, ball's on the tee. Jacob Bertling, he's getting ready to kick off to the Dells in this Week 8 game, final home game of the regular season for Nakusa. As next week, they'll be down in Mauston. And the foot to ball, and we're underway. Here is the ball will be picked up by Antonio Gomez as he breaks towards his left, and he's starting to get roped down. He's taken down at his own 37-yard line. Apologies for a little bit of a cough I've developed over the course of the day. Now, as the ball's been moved back to the 36 per tradition, as good friend Randy Paul still feeling under the weather. Well, he's unable to make it tonight, but he'll be back for basketball. You won't be able to keep him out of the gym. No way. So the Dells breaks the huddle. Two receivers, top of the formation, one back set. Appears to be one half back and shotgun formation. Redinger, snap of the ball. Of course, good crowd on hand here for the Dells and Nakusa. Last time you get to celebrate the Friday Night Lights in Nakusa this season. Not the season they necessarily wanted, but it's one they are going to have, unfortunately. Formation the same as last time. Two top, one bottom, handoff right side, weaving through the traffic. And that is Stoddard, and he's weaving in and out, and he's down into Nakusa paper territory. As he had a gain of 14, 18 yards. Kretschmar on the tackle. So a first down for the Chiefs. They have the ball resting at Nakusa's 46-yard line. As they come back with the same formation, two receivers top formation, one halfback, one fullback. Shotgun formation. And off goes the right side. Now they go right, looking left. Dance around the pocket, passed underneath, incomplete. Looking for the safety valve of Cashton Stoddard was Lex Redinger. And he was not able to convert there. So second and 10 coming up for the Papermakers. For the Chiefs at the Nakusa 46. I'll get it right one of these times. That time of year, fall sports really wrapping up. Going to have kind of a low week next week, but then playoffs start. We've got a couple that I'm already excited about. Hand off the ref's left side. weaving back to the right, and that's going to be a gain of two for Stoddard, but that's all he gets as roped down. That's going to be third down. We've been having some technical difficulties here. We'll have reception, and then it'll fade out, and then it'll come back and fade out and come back, and hopefully that's not going to be a case of things to come, as didn't have that problem last night here in Nakusa. As third down and eight, handoff left side. That's going to be a first down. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Dells. Cashton Stoddard off the left side, 46 yards, and the Chiefs are in business. As 46 yards to the house, and the Dells have a 6-0 lead over the Papermakers. And we'll see if they go for one or two, and it looks like they're just going for the one. As our good friend Paul Hahn sneaks through, being stealthy, but not stealthy enough. As going for the extra point is the Dells. As there's a whistle on the play, offsides on the Papermakers. As lining up was Ethan Whooper. And we'll see if they elect to go for two now or if they just stick with the one. And that'll be essentially a one-yard penalty. Well, 2.5, I guess you could say. Because now they're going to be going for two. Yep, Hopper, he was going to kick the extra point, but now that half, that offsides, move that distance in half. And here you have it. Dell's going for two. Why not? Mistakes being made by the Papermakers. Here you have it. Under center. Little counter. And they're in for two. Dashing in there was Peter Waterman. And there you have it. Dells. They're jumping out to an 8-0 lead over the Papermakers at 10:26 left in the first quarter. As Cashton Stoddard rumbled 46 yards to the house. And then a Waterman two-point conversion. And that's how you have an 8-0 advantage. Don, how about we take a minute break? We'll be back here for the Papermakers' first possession here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Well, deep kickoff that's only returned a couple yards. Only a first and 10 at the 23-yard line for the Papermakers. One receiver set on both sides, one back set, shotgun formation. Kind of a opened up wing T here, his handoff left side to Jacob Ertling. As he's going to be wrapped up pretty quickly. He maybe only gained one. As that's honestly what it looks like. So, second and 9 coming up here for the Papermakers, trailing the Dells 8-0. Five plays was all the Dells needed in the 46-yard run touchdown by Cashton Stoddard, and that's why we're here at what the score is. Again, two receiver set, looking right side, that's completed. up the right side. Here's going to be a first down as Finn Kretschmar gets in on that action. As he was at the 24, come on up to the 35, so he gained 11. And a first down. So, Ben Kretschmar, really kind of an all-over-the-place athlete. He was able to get up to the 35-yard line. So first and 10, Papermakers. Again, one receiver both sides of the formation, shotgun formation. Pitch, left side, Jacob Bertling, and he's got some room, 40. Stutter step, 50. 40, he's going, he's being pushed. He's into Dell's territory. He breaks it up to the 48 of the Dells. 15, 17 yards for the young man. For another Papermaker, first down. Dells showing what they can do. And Nakusa saying, hey, hey, we can do it too. So, two formation, two receivers, top formation, one bottom, pass down low underneath, as that was, oh, Nukestager passing to Anderson. That wasn't on my bingo card. As that was another first down, as the ball moved 11 yards. So a little trickeration by the Papermakers. Coming up, trying to move the ball. Two receivers near side, one top formation. That will be Anderson. Sweep right side, as that's Bertling. He's going to be tracked down from behind. Good lateral pursuit that time by the Chiefs. As Bertling, he does not gain anything, but he loses his helmet, so he's got to come out for a play. I'm actually going to say he lost a yard on top of losing his helmet. So, second and 11, due up for the Papermakers. We'll see what the call is here. Snap the ball. He'll be keeping it left side. That is Anderson. He gets met in the middle. Boy, oh boy. He got hit hard. Gain of 4 for Anderson. So that'll bring up third and about 8. So we'll see what they decide to do here. Been a good mix. Been a good mix so far. See what they do. Drop back to pass. It's going to be on the far side. That's going to be hauled in. 20, 15. Pushed out of bounds. Because that was Darian Boswell. The ball was sitting on the 34. That will now be to the 17. Gain of 17. From Anderson, 3 for 3 on this drive. First and 10 Papermakers as they're moving the ball well against the Chiefs. That was one thing looking at the stats before the game. As the Dells, they're susceptible to having the ball moved on them. As Bertling, he gets handoff up the middle, tried to bounce it to the right side. Nothing doing. He gets shut down, no gain on the play. Second and 10, due up. Under 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Dells up 8-0 over the Papermakers. Senior night and the regular season home finale for the Papermakers as well. Thanks for being alongside here for our final broadcast of football this year. Two receivers near side, one top, drop back pass, going for a fade in the end zone, and that is arcing. Touchdown, Papermakers! That is caught by Finn Kretschmar from 17 out, and Nakusa, they answer back. Outstanding play as Nakusa, they answer back, and they go for 2 each and every time. So we might be having the makings of a shootout coming here, Don. And that's going to be a lot of fun as Nakusa, they break huddle. They go two receivers near side, one far side, one back set. Shotgun formation. Snap of the ball. Anderson looks right, and he misses his opportunity. So the pass fails. But Nakusa, they answer with a 17-yard touchdown strike from Anderson to Kretschmar. And we sit here, 6:48 left to go first quarter. 8-6, Dells over Nakusa, and we'll be back with the next drive in 1 minute here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Well, Nakusa trying to rush this game along. We might have a thriller on our hands. But offsides is the call. Move it back 5 yards against the Papermakers. Excuse me. It was actually an offsides on the Chiefs. How that happens, I don't know, on a kickoff, but they did it. They found a way. Life finds a way. So, get to redo it. 8-6. Dells over to Kusa here. 6:48 left to go. First quarter. Put the ball from Bertling and kicks it all the way down to about the 17-yard line as Gomez gets it. And he's wrapped up about 37-yard line, but there is a flag on the play. It'll be a block in the back or hold. We will see. No need to really speculate, but that's our job here on the radio. There's a Chief down on the play, Trainer running out there. Hopefully the young man's all right. Seems to be in a little bit of pain out there, so hopefully the young man is okay. Next week, going to be a little bit light of a week. No games on our docket. Everybody's either wrapped up for the regular season or they're out of town. Not going to bring those games. Going to give the sound department a little bit of a week off. But we got River Kings starting next week, as that is a 10-yard penalty coming up against the Dells. So, well, watch them move that back, and they will be starting on their own 27. Own 27-yard line with 6:40 to go, as medical team is working out there. Hopefully the young man will be okay. Don't want to see anybody hurt in any game at any level. As he is now up, but he cannot put any weight on his one wheel, his left leg. So hopefully he will be okay soon. But hey, speaking of wheels, 8th Street Auto, family owned and operated. 8th Street Auto is a wonderful place for you to find your new driver a new ride. Save your wheels and let 8th Street Auto find wheels for them. So big thank you to them and all of our sponsors. We'll be touching on them throughout the evening as teams break huddles and get ready to the Dells start their second possession. Chiefs start things out on their own 27-yard line, 6:40 to go first quarter. Up on top of Nakusa, 8-6. Be fun to see how they answer. Judging by the stats, they can score. They definitely can, through the air or on the ground. We saw the groundwork on display. We'll see what they do here. little getting sorted out on the line. A little bit of miscommunication on personnel. Two receivers near side, one back set, shotgun formation. Rettner, he drops back looking deep. He's got a man, and that will be dropped. He had his man beat, and that was Bear Rettner. Man, he had that in his hands and popped right on out. Great coverage there by Darian Boswell. He did well on that. That'll bring up second and 10 for the Dells at their own 27. Leading 8-6. We're on 105.5 FM, WIRI. Really appreciate everybody joining tonight. Don Chesboro back at the studio. Self, Mike Comer here at the game, bringing the action. Hand off left side. That will be to Stoddard, and he's weaving through. He's got a first down, and he's up to near the 40-yard line as he turned nothing into something. So he will gain 12 on the play. For another Dells first down. So first and 10 from the Dells 39-yard line. We'll see what they have in store now. Two receivers near side, one back set, shotgun formation for Lex Rettner. Snap the ball, looking right. It's going to be a screen play. Hit on the near side, and then stepping out of bounds just on the Nacusa side of the 50, as that was Siverson, as he's forced out of bounds by Kretschmar. Gain of 11, 12, 13. Gain of 13, so that's first completion of the game. And another first down for the Dells. First and 10 from the Nacusa 48-yard line, 5:37 left to go first quarter. Two receivers, top formation, one back set, shotgun formation. Rettner, hands off to Stoddard, he bounces it to the left side, and he's got some room. 45, 40, stop spinning, starting to get some more, and he's got down to the 35, 36-yard line. He's got 10, 11, 12 yards on that carry, and that will be another Dells first down. They're kind of pushing the papermakers back. They're really attacking that left side. Kind of a two runs to a pass plan so far for the Dells. We'll see what they drop now. Two receivers near side, and he's looking right side. He's going to be nearly pulled down for a loss, and he will be taken down. That'll be a sack for the papermakers. 3-yard loss, 4-yard loss for Rettner. That pocket collapsed in a hurry as Nacusa was all over that one. So second and 14 from the 40-yard line of the papermakers. Nacusa trying to get a stop here. Two receivers near side. One back set, handoff, bouncing to the left side, and Stoddard's got nowhere to go. He actually loses another two. So papermaker's starting to stiffen up. Boy, Nacusa, they're starting to really bow up defensively. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Dells up 8-6, and they're facing a third and long, third and 16. Boy, oh boy. Nacusa doing a great job defensively on this drive, forcing the Dells backwards. And we'll see what they do as they have two receivers near side, one far side, one back set, shotgun formation. They got a lot of height here. As drop back is Rettner, and he's getting brought down again, this time by Caleb Birch. And he goes from the 42 to the loss of 8, loss of 9, back into Dell's territory. And that will bring up a punt as it is fourth in a country mile. Almost 2 country miles there. So punting is the Dells. Great job defensively by the papermakers to respond to their score. As that punt line driver pulled down at about the 15-yard line, there will be a flag on the play backing up the Papermakers. If I had to guess. Will still be Papermaker ball. Was getting wrapped up was Finn Kretschmar. Flag sitting about the 20-yard line. 2:51 left to go in the first quarter. As that is being indicated as a hold, so they're probably going to move her back down to approximately the 10-yard line. As when your lights go out, who are you going to call? Econ Electric, of course. Get your generic generator today and never miss a thing due to power loss. Big thank you to them. We're actually ruling that a block in the back from the 22-yard line. So Nakusa ball at their own 12. And, of course, they move it up to the 13. So that's par for the course again. So Nakusa on their own 13, 2:51 to go in the first quarter. One receiver, near side, too far side, pitch to Barrett Lane. He's trying to get some distance here, and he can't. He's being brought down. Ouch, that one hurt. But he was able to get 5 yards on the play. So that came at a cost, but he helped his team out. Gain of 5 for a 2nd and 5 for the Papermakers. Can't go wrong there. Is 21-0, Auburndale on top of Assumption in the first quarter. Fortunately, kind of saw that coming. Thank you, Don. Fortunately, kind of saw that coming. Auburndale's pretty good. Nothing against Assumption. There's a keeper for Anderson going off the right side. He gets brought down hard. Oh, boy. That looked like that one hurt. As Anderson, he'll pick up, I think, 4 on the play. As he was brought down by Hendricks Dawson, 6'4", 285, or 265, a sophomore. He's going to be something. He's got size. I wonder if colleges are looking at him already. As there's a whistle. Let's see what's going on here. 3rd and 1, barely 1. As they call the first down, actually. Oh, boy. First down for the Papermakers. Huh. I thought he was short. They called it a first down, so all right, Papermakers. They're able to move the ball. With 2 minutes left to go, first quarter, trailing the Dells 8-6, but they just had a heck of a defensive stop on the Dells' second drive. As there's another whistle, sending a Nakusa player off the field. May have some blood on him or something. We'll make sure he's okay. Assistant coach Mark Tuttle getting over there to get them all bandaged up. Trainers on the far side of the field. Two receivers near side, one top formation, looking left, throwing deep. That's Anderson. He's got Kretschmar, and he's got it! Kretschmar's got it! And he's in the 40-yard line of the Dells. Boy, oh boy, Nakusa. 36 yards on the play. That's another Nakusa first down. Boy, oh boy, and Nakusa's in business again at the Dells 40th. 1:10 left to go. First quarter. Two receivers, top formation, one near side. That's Kretschmar rolling left, faking the bootleg. And that will be caught by the Papermakers. Dell Kretschmar this time. Big number 33. And that will be another Papermaker first down. As they're at the 40. And they made it down to the 25 for a gain of 15. In a 15 on the play, and Nakusa showing the Air Force here with 39 seconds to go. First quarter trailing the Dells 8-6. To this point, Nakusa seemingly being able to move the ball at will. All right. And there is now a flag against the Papermakers. Illegal substitution. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. As I do know that there was one winner already today. And that was our good friends in Port Edwards. They took down Menominee Nation Indian 43-6. They got a big W this week. Last week of the regular season for them. So congratulations, Port. Proud of you boys. Good job. Well, it's been a tough season so far as the clock runs out. And that is one quarter in the books. And we have a score of the Dells, 8, Nakusa 6. So, Don, how about we take a minute break, and we'll be back here for the start of the second quarter with Nakusa driving in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Back here, starting the second quarter. Nakusa moving the ball, but trailing the Dells 8-6. Hand off, bouncing left side by the Papermakers. And that will be no gain, if not a loss of one for Bertling. Look at that. Jacob Bertling brought down for a loss of one. First quarter. 14-14, New Richmond and Wisconsin Rapids. Kind of a surprise there. New Richmond, totally different playing than the Raiders going on this year, but hey, got nothing to lose, Rapids. Get her going. Let's do it. Second and 6. Throw to the end zone. Pass interference at the 5-yard line. It won't be a spot foul, but it should be pretty close to a first down for the Papermakers, as that will be pass interference against the Dells. So if anything, it should be a second down and one, because it's not an automatic first down penalty. Or is it? Double check. High school rules are a little different than what we are familiar with in the high school level. So they're moving the ball up. 15 yards. They needed 16. So, second and one, as I predicted. Two receivers top, one bottom. Snap, looking right. That's going to Boswell. Leap and poked away. Good job on the Dells on that one as they poked that high point of the ball, poked away last second. So, it brings third and one coming up at the 16-yard line of the Dells. So, Goose just need 1 yard to pick this up. I like the call, though. I like the call. As everything pulled in, wing T style, and that's going to be a first down by Bertling as he gets it and then some. As he gains 4. Another first down for the Papermakers. First down, Papermakers, 11:06 left to go, second quarter. And the Papermakers moving the ball in the red zone. 12-yard line. One receiver far side. That's Kretschmar. Two near side. And Dell Kretschmar and Boswell. Keeper Anderson left side. And there is a flag in the scrum of it. Probably a holding. So maybe a gain of one, but that'll be spot foul, I believe. And they will be moving Papermakers back. Been asking everybody all week, Don, what's your favorite Halloween movie? Mm-hmm. Maybe even Halloween song or artist or any of it. Doesn't really matter. As 10-yard penalty on the hold. And it'll be first and 20 to go from the 22 for Nakusa. Under 11 minutes to go in the first half. Trailing 8-6 to the Dells. Nakusa spreading things out a little bit now. Two near side, one far side, one back set. Shotgun formation. Looking left. Throwing it. Double coverage for Finn Kretschmar. And he nearly catches it. Oh, boy. He almost came up with that. As that will now be second and 20. The free safety came over, so he knew it was going to be double coverage on that. As Kretschmar has burned the Dells a couple times. As you almost have to pump fake it left if you got time, go back right to where you got man-to-man. That'll be something to watch later in the game, I guess. As Papermakers breaking out of it, two receivers, top formation, one near side. One back set. And they get the Dells to jump. They get 5 yards. Good job for Nakusa getting that neutral zone infraction. Offsides. So he picked up 5 the easy way. As there is a timeout for the Dells coming. So, Don, how about we take a minute break? We'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Werewolves of London, as it was a second and 15. Nakusa rolls to the right and pull in as Finn Kretschmar, excuse me. And boy, Nakusa setting something up here. As they pulled in an 8-yard reception on that. Making it 3rd and 7. Pass up the middle to Kretschmar. Touchdown, Papermakers! Finn Kretschmar over the middle. And boy, oh boy, the Papermakers have answered. Ball on the 9-yard line. 9-yard touchdown pass. And Nakusa, they are rolling. Pair of passing touchdowns. As now they look to go for two to go up a touchdown on top of the Dells. Snap of the ball, a little bit low, rolling right. Anderson surveying the scene, look for somewhere to go as he tries to get Kretschmar trying to tap the toes, and he cannot do it. But hey, that's all right as Nakusa, they are on top, first time tonight. by a score of 12-8 after that touchdown pass from Anderson to Kretschmar. Don, back in a minute. Here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey, you, yes, you, are important too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
And just like that, foot to ball and a nice return for the Dells as they get taken down right about the 45-yard line, as that was Nolan Schmitz got taken down on one of the last two defenders for the Papermakers before wide open spaces. So the Dells, they got some work to do on their own 46-yard line, 9:28 to go before the half. Nakusa leading the Dells 12-8 in what's been a pretty good game so far. That's two receivers top formation. That was nearly, quarterback was nearly down. He was almost on a knee handing that ball off. But either way, Stoddard off the right side. He only gets one. That was close. I was Coach Derek Baker, I'd be like, hey, keep an eye on that. Shirts might be just a one-off, but that was close. As breaking the huddle is Dells, two receivers near side, one back set, shotgun formation. They like that two-back set. And off to Stoddard on the right side as he weaves through. He's to the 40, and he's inside the 40, tripped up. Not before a first down. Ball was on the 47. 13, 14, 15 yards by Stoddard. And that'll be a first down, Dells. 104 yards on 8 carries for Stoddard. So, Nakusa, you're going to have to stop him. You're really going to have to stop him if you want to end this track meet as of a game. And two's formation near side, looking to go deep. And they do. Picked up over the middle. And that is Bear Rettner. Ball was at the 38, and he will be ruled down at the 5. 32 yards. 32 yards on that completion. And it's first and goal from the 5. And there is a whistle. And what's going on? It looks like Rettner, he had some issue with his hand. Hopefully he's all right. Anyways, first and goal for the Dells. 7:53 to go, first half. And off to Stoddard, left side. And he's going to be brought down short of the goal line. Going to get picking up 4 on that. As it'll be second and goal from the 1 for the Dells. You score, I score, I score, you score. That's how it's looking so far. As a touchdown, the Dells, they get the lead right back. Snap of the ball. That's just going to be a keeper by Rettner. And that will be a touchdown for the Dells as they retake the lead. As Alex Rettner, 1 yard run, at 7:12, and the Dells will be going for one. Snap of the ball, kick, and no good. No good. So, after the score here, that's a two-point game. Dells reclaim the lead, 14-12, over the DeCoussa Papermakers. A 7:12 left to go in the first half. So, Don, how about we take another one-minute break? And we'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
And high kickoff, and there you go. It'll be picked up by Hoogesteger, and he moves to his right side, and he's going to be tripped up right about the 30-yard line. Where Nakusa will take over third drive of the first half of the Papermakers, where they will be needing to answer yet again to the Dells, trailing 14-12. Another update from our good buddy Don. End of the first quarter. Berlin 32, Adams Friendship nothing. Berlin more than likely going to win that conference. They're a good team. Hand off near side to Bertling, and he's weaving and diving and juking, and he's going to be picking up six. Young man, he not very large in stature, but he plays huge. He's got some shiftiness to him as a fullback, and he has gained six, so second and four coming up for the Papermakers, as I'm sure they just want to move the ball, eat up clock, and get the ball to start the second half with a lead. I think that's what Coach Baker is looking to do. Snap of the ball as there's a whistle. I think there's going to be a false start. I'll double check here. And it is. And Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do oh so much more. Call them today for a free quote on your next repair at Rapids Transmission. So, second and nine for the Papermakers. Negate that nice run, most of it. 6:19 to go in the first half. Two receivers near side, one top formation, handoff to Bertling. And he's going to get nothing, as he's going to probably lose a yard on that. And they're giving him no gain. No pain, no gain. So that brings up a third and nine. Nakusa, got to be careful. Self-inflicted injuries, or self-inflicted wounds here, moving the ball backwards. So they've got to move it 9 yards to continue the drive. Two receivers top, one bottom, one back set, shotgun formation. Anderson drops back, looking right side. Nobody there. That comes up over the cross. That's Hoogesteger for the first down as he breaks down into Dell's territory. But there's a flag way in the backfield, and that'll be roughing the passer against the Dells. So there'll be a gain of 9, 19. 29 yards. Yards will be on the pass. It's 28 yards on the pass. As there will be no penalty on that roughing the passer. So, that will add on to that, actually. So there will be... So they got the first down with the pass play, then they add 15. Dells, got to be careful here. You're getting in dangerous territory, but now Nakusi, you score. You're giving the Dells a chance to go right back down the field. But they can get a stop. They got one already. This is a fun one so far, ladies and gentlemen. Snap of the ball. Anderson keeping it right side. Weaving through some traffic. And he's going to pick up three or four on the play. Maybe he's got four. Redinger on the tackle. 5 minutes to go in the first half. So that'll be second and six for the Papermakers from inside the 25 at the 24. Good crowd tonight. All over the place. See a bunch of friends of mine. Good old Josh McDonald down there. And Denny Mullins. Good seeing him. Haven't seen him all summer, but he's been doing long carries just like I have. Pass, right side, going to Boswell. Touchdown, Papermakers! He had distance by over a yard, and he just makes an easy catch, and the Papermakers reclaim the lead. 24 yards, and the Papermakers are in business again. Outstanding there, young men. I'm going to have to break out a new stat sheet. Nakusa moving the ball at will. As they go for two. Four 26, touchdown. Now they're going for two. They're going to be keeping her on the right side, and Anderson, he's going to get stopped. Run fails.
Anderson.
Nakusa passing the ball. 24-yard pass from Anderson. And Nakusa back up on top. 18-14. Over the Dells. And we'll be back here in a minute on 105.5 FM WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine and beautiful for your Saturday, high in the mid-60s. Clouds move in Sunday, chance for showers late, and the wind picks up. Highs in the upper 60s, a few spots near 70. Currently 57 degrees.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
And there's the kick, Nakusa, and it goes out of bounds. So illegal procedure. That will give the Dells some pretty good starting field position here. The only thing that's really kept the Dells in check is penalties, and then that one drive where Nakusa just had them going backwards, blowing up the offensive line. So we'll see what we do here. And the Dells have elected the 5-yard penalty and a re-kick. So it'd be another penalty. Six penalties so far on Nakusa in this first half. As they're repositioning the ball. Johnson Sons Jeep. They've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try a homegrown favorite of more than 40 years. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership. Bill Johnson, I'm sure. He has a few golfing battles with Randy over Homestead. I'm not sure. In Randy's own words, it's not much of a battle. He whoops up on Randy pretty regularly, but we got to believe in Randy. We believe in you, Randy. Hope you're feeling better soon, buddy. As kickoff, that's much better, and that's going to be taken down at the 35-yard line for the Dells. That was Cashton Stoddard getting just smothered there at the 35. So the Dells get another crack at it. Their own 35-yard line with 4:19 to go in the first half. Nacoosa up on top, 18-14. So we'll see if Nacoosa can get a good defensive stop here. 2-4-2 receivers, top formation, one back set, shotgun formation. Pretty much what the Dells has ran with tonight. Stoddard, and he gets brought down in the backfield. That's the start Nacoosa was looking for with a loss of two coming up. Then tomorrow, the big one, the Heartland Trophy, Wisconsin, Iowa. That should be a good one. And then the one I'm really concerned about, the Golden Hat, the Red River Shootout, Texas, Oklahoma. That's going to be a fun one, too. But then there is a baseball game breaking out. I don't know if anyone knows about it, but Game 5, divisional round, Brewers and Cubs, winner take all. As there's completion on the far side. Trying to get the number. Number 10. That is Severson. Right at midfield. So there will be a gain of 10, 15. Gain of 17. And a first down. Just three completions in the game so far for the Dells. Stoddard off the right side picks up eight. By my count, I've got Stoddard for over 100 yards already on 11 carries. One score. Snap of the ball, near side. Severson, he's got it picked up, and he's got away from the papermakers. He's at the 30, pushed out of bounds. How he got that one, I don't know. This gain of 2, gain of 12. So, first and 10 for the Dells at the 30-yard line. They score quick. No, timeout Nacoosa. Timeout Nacoosa. As Coach Baker really wants to talk something over with his coaching staff and the players. Take this moment and talk about some more sports coming up. As I said, next week, River Kings, they start up. They start up for us on Friday. First game at home will be against Hudson, as it will be Hudson on Friday and Saturday. Game puck drops start about 7 o'clock both nights. That'll be all right with me. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. As Nacoosa's timeout's concluding, first and 10 Dells at the Nacoosa 30. River Kings played today. They got a 2-0 victory over the Connecticut Rangers. Junior Rangers, I should say. Good for them. Happy to see that. They had a rough go of it the first two games. Dropped 2-0 and then 5-2, I believe, in the second game yesterday. Stoddard off the right side, and he's still moving. He's got a first down and then some as he's picked up another 12 yards. Uh-huh. So 126 yards now for Stoddard. And another first and 10 in the red zone for the Chiefs. 2.5 to go in the first half. Got to wonder if they score, then Nacoosa. They can quick pull one out. As it will be Redinger going on the right side, look for somewhere to go, a little footwork, and he moves inside the 10. He's going to be down right about the 6 for another first down. As he's down at the 6, gain of 12. First down, Dells at the 6-yard line. 2 minutes to go in the first half. See what Nacusa can do here. Assuming the Dells score. Drop back to pass, Redinger. Looking right, rolling right, look for somewhere to go with it. He tucks it, runs, and he got maybe 1 yard on it, and the clock still rolls. Redinger, minute and a half to go. First half, ball at the Nacusa 5, Dell possession. Trailing 18-14. Nacusa 18-14 lead. As the Dells look for somewhere to go with this. Two receivers near side, one back set, shotgun formation. Snap the ball. Stoddard, right side. He's got some room. Touchdown, Dells.